Seek ye not the way of the flesh, the way that travels the earth, man, but travel ye upon the highway of truth, freed of the vultures of the air that would waylay thee and devour thy fruit. Yea, and they wouldst render thy ground unfertile, that it groweth not more of this ripened fruit, hence the planting. For in this rendering doth thy ground become even more sterile than the unfertile egg that hatcheth not, and that thy labors becometh in vain. The stench of this rendering lingers long, and its evil penetrates beyond the deepest of depths. Yea, there is no destruction that can be likened to that of the evil forces of hatred, lust, and envy, and the embers of their destruction linger long in memory and burn deeply in the heart of he who hath so suffered their wrath. But of he who so overcometh this evil and the adversaries thereof, thus becometh yet a stronger soul in the eye of the infinite, and that in the victory hath thy fibers been made stronger, and thy tissues as the sinews of the smithy, who labors long o'er his forge to so strengthen his blade of steel. And when he hath so finished his forging, and that his blade is made stronger than the mightiest swords, he hangs it upon his wall in admiration, knowing that a great part of himself didst so enter into this great accomplishment. Be ye as the smithy, and cherish well thy victories, for they hath been well earned. Long and arduous were the battles, and thy scars deep and many. Yet as the phoenix bird rises from the ashes, cleansed and renewed, ye too hath become ever the more strong for the encounterment, and shall be better prepared in the future, when thine enemies may be even greater in number and more wicked and clever in their disguise. Keep ye well sharpened thy sword of truth, and hung high to ever grasp its hilt, the hilt now laden with many precious gems that will slay thy adversary as he approaches thee in thine own vineyard to stealeth thy fruit and to render thy ground infertile, and that thy bowstring must ever be held taut within thy hands, that thine arrow doth findeth its mark. And when thou hast loosed all of thy shafts of light, thou shalt return to the lodge of the masters, to again replenish thyself, that ye be ever thus fortified, and that the storehouse whence ye cometh shall not lessen with the taking. For in the sharing thereof this light is replenished thereby, and it canst not become depleted, for this is the life force of God, and that thou needest to live ever the more closely with spirit, for thou hast truly ascended, and needeth ye naught of the earth furthermore, but that in spirit resideth all of the things of which thou art, and that thy brethren awaiteth thy sharing of all that which hath been prepared for him, that he too may so conceive and becometh of the Spirit. And in this sharing of Spirit is God made manifest and liveth within the heart of man. Thine adversary hath been well slain, and many have been thy fallen foe, and none is left to return. Ye hath labored well and long, dear one, and I wouldst not have it so. Yet it is in this overcoming that the last fibers of the earth world can be severed and shattered, and only the pure waters of spirit remain, that ye shall be thoroughly cleansed of all thy adversaries, and that ye shall enter the kingdom of heaven, where ye needs go out no more, but that ye shall dwelleth therein eternally, and that soon ye shall hang up thy sword and thy buckler, and shall ye enter into the great halls of emancipation, wherein are gathered together all those who have likewise conquered their earth worlds, those who hath slain all of their dragons, dragons of hate, lust, and envy, and hath cometh unto the house of the Lord all the rest of their days, days which are not numbered as ye count time. And in these halls shalt thou wearest thy new raiment, which was created of the whitest substance, made from the good deeds which thou hast so lived, and the selflessness of thine own doing, and that these whitened garments groweth not old with the wearing thereof, nor corrupteth not with the passing of time, but that they becometh ever the more radiant and lustrous. As thou addest from time to time more of these kindness deeds, sharing ever the true light of wisdom, these are the raiments of love which ye shall cherish forever. Many have been the flowers which ye have strewn upon the pathways of others. Walk ye now upon the petals from those who hath gone before thee, and have strewn them for thy feet to trod. And in these halls of emancipation walketh ye, in the golden sandals all studded with jewels, of thy goodness so shared. And the guiding light about thy head shall lead us many from out their darkened dungeons of wilderness and despair, unto the illumined pathways of the eternal light. And in the haloed light round thy head, there shineth there a brighter star, created from all the things thou art, of heaven and earth, that go to make an angel fair, and that ye liveth forever as the rose, within my heart, within the chalice of my soul, in God's pure light,